Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Infections, injections, and insurrection. That's what's in the news this week, folks. Infection, injection, and insurrection. And we're going to cover them all. And the infection is probably not what you think it's going to be, so I'm going to save that. And we're going to start with injections, because that's what's on the news this week, is mandatory vaccinations are on their way. If you are a government employee or a federal employee, they are going to start mandating that you take this vaccine. Now, I want people to understand something very clearly. I'm not a medical doctor, so I can't give you advice on whether to take it or not take it. And I know people who've taken it, and it worked perfectly for them. They feel fine. And I know people who've taken it who don't feel so fine. So I'm not going to try to give you any sort of medical advice. What I am going to tell you is this. Irregardless to how good something is, when you start attempting to silence or in any way censor any actual information from people who say, I've had side effects, there's a reason. Because no other drug does that. We see drugs all the time on television, and it will say, this may cure your acne. It may also cause chronic headaches, chronic fatigue, diarrhea, heart palpitations. They name 15, 20 things. And they say, so before you use it, just consult your doctor, and he'll make the best decision for you. Not the case with the vaccine. Doctor be damned, you will take it. Well, we were told the reason is, if you don't take it, we're going to have to keep right on wearing these masks. We're going to have to keep right on social distancing. The only way to end this is for you to take it. So 100 million people took it. And pretty much as soon as that goal was reached, they changed the entire situation from your life can go back to normal to doesn't matter. You still have to wear the mask. You still have to social distance. So you took the vaccine, I guess for no reason other than you're less likely to get it. You see, that's why it's your own personal choice. If I'm 75 years old, maybe a 50% chance, less likely chance of me getting it is vitally important to me. Vitally important. Because after all, if something might save your life, a 50% chance is better than zero. But if I'm 25, I might say, well, there's also some chance I might have really bad side effects. So I'm thinking maybe I just won't. Maybe my best choice is not to at this point. They're not allowing that. They're not allowing for any of that. And that worries me tremendously, folks. When you can't criticize it, when you can't actually go on to social media and say, I've had some bad side effects, I just want to make people aware. I don't know if it'll happen to you, but this is what happened to me. And it's, oh, no. We're going to ban that. Or people come after you. Oh, you're a science denier. You're an anti-vaxxer. Well, what do you mean you're an anti-vaxxer? I got the vaccine, right? And then I'm trying to tell you the side effects. No, no, no. You're wrong. That's not. What do you mean? What do you mean? Now, you're the very same people that when Donald Trump said we're going to have this vaccine by the end of the year, called him a liar. You said any vaccine that's going to be ready by the end of this year will not be safe to take. That's what you said. That's what the left said. They asked Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States of America, if she would take this vaccine, and she said, I do not trust Donald Trump. There would have to be extraordinary circumstances to which I was told by qualified medical professionals that this was safe before I would take it. Now they're telling you, we're going to choose who the qualified medical professionals are. And you are going to take it. And if you don't take it, then you're not going to be working for the federal governments. You're not going to have any jobs in the federal system. You're not going to go to shopping malls. You're not going to be going to concerts. You're not going to be going to sporting events. You're not going to be doing anything. And if you did take it, you still have to wear the mask because of those damn people who won't. Now, I want you to think about this for a minute. If you took the vaccine because you said taking this vaccine is going to greatly reduce my chances of catching COVID, and if I do catch it, greatly reduce my chances of it being anything major like a hospitalization. How do you feel today when they say, oh, no, you can still catch it? And to say, well, it's rare, it's very rare, well, how rare is it? These Democrats who fled the state of Texas to avoid a vote went to Washington, and three or four of them got it. And they're all vaccinated, supposedly. So if you're all vaccinated and you're still getting it, then the question is, how efficient is the vaccine? Do you know the answer? Can you tell me the percentage? You're just making things up. You're saying, oh, 90% effective. How do you know it's 90% effective? Where's the numbers? Show me the numbers. Because from what I'm hearing is, no, it's a crapshoot. Now, I know you want everybody to take this vaccine, and let me just attribute your motives, possible motive. I shouldn't, but let me do that. Your best possible motive is, if we all get vaccinated, the chances and the risk of anyone getting it, and if they do get it, it being serious, is almost zero. That's what you're saying. But if you don't all get it, the chances are way, 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 way higher of somebody vaccinated getting it. That doesn't make sense. Because you're telling me a vaccinated person can still spread it to an unvaccinated person. Or you're telling me that an unvaccinated person can give it to someone who supposedly was vaccinated for that very thing so they don't get it. It doesn't make any sense. You're going to have to do far better than that. And on top of that, if you think the American people are stupid, anyone who doesn't see that there's a red light flashing, they must have their eyes sewn shut. Because once again, there are many, many drugs out there who we openly say, yes, it has many side effects. Some of them deadly. Some of them dangerous. But we openly say it. And they say, consult your doctor, and he will tell you whether the risk versus the reward is worth it. Oh, I have terrible, acne. And they say, well, all right, we can try this drug, but you have to understand that there's, in some people, in rare cases, it causes blood clots or it causes a heart palpitation or something. So we want you to know this going in. And then you consult your doctor, and your doctor says, well, at your age, I don't think it's going to, and we'll monitor it very closely, and I think it's worth a shot. And you say, okay, and you try it. No one says, anyone who says that this drug causes anything bad is a liar. They're an insurrectionist. They're a liar. They're an anti-science. They're an anti-vaxxer. They're a Trump supporter. They're a white supremacist. They're a Nazi. You don't listen to them. This drug is perfect, even though the FDA won't approve it. That's a big red flashing light that says someone's trying to blow smoke up my ass. And I'm not buying it. You'd be much better just coming out and telling the American people the truth and saying in a small percentage of people, this causes bad problems. So you have to make the decision along with your doctor whether it's worth it for you. If you're at a very low risk, if you have no underlying conditions whatsoever, if you're relatively young, in relatively good health, you might want to consider not getting this. However, there are very many people who really should definitely think about getting this, because the risk is worth the reward you're going to get. Because if you get this disease, you're not living through it. That's fair. And then the American people can judge for themselves and say, okay, well, I think I fall into category A or B. Or let me talk to my doctor and he'll tell me what category I fall into. And we'll make our decisions from there. No, you're hiding it. You're hiding it from the American people. You're hiding very bad side effects, some of which includes people who had to have their legs amputated, people whose brain has swollen up, people who have major heart problems. And granted, these may be rare, but you've got to find out why. And until you find out why it's causing these problems, you're just willy-nilly saying inject everybody. How about if they say, well, if you had COVID, you built up antibodies, you really don't need the vaccine. And some doctors are saying if you had COVID and you take the vaccine, that's bad. That if you already had COVID, taking the vaccine is dangerous. Some doctors have said that. How do you know if you had COVID? If some of the times the symptoms are so mild, you don't know. How about the 19-year-old, 22-year-old kid who said, I had the sniffles for a little while. I don't think it was COVID, though. I didn't have any major problems. I could breathe all right. I just was sick for a couple of days. Yeah, maybe that was your COVID symptoms. Now you're going to get that injection not knowing that you had COVID, and maybe the side effects are going to be triple what they would be in a person who didn't have COVID, right? See, that's where the problem comes, folks. If COVID has such mild symptoms in some people that you can hardly tell, and taking the vaccine if you already had COVID could potentially be dangerous, you got yourself a problem, because you don't know for sure who had had COVID and who didn't unless they got tremendously sick from it and tested. So shouldn't there be a COVID, shouldn't there have been a COVID test before? Isn't there a way to tell whether you ever had it? If there isn't, then it's a crapshoot. So I'm sick of people saying, well, if you're not taking it, you're selfish. If you're not taking it, you're a moron. One doctor said, if you don't take it, getting COVID is inevitable. You're going to get it. That's what one doctor said. Scaring people into taking it worries me, because it makes me think that you're lying. If I came up with a drug that cured, let's say, cancer, but it also caused all kinds of hemorrhaging and some other things in people, I would be honest. And I would say, look, if you think you got nothing to lose, it's worth a shot, because it's better than nothing and you're at a high risk of dying. But if your doctor says, well, your cancer is very manageable and you're not really at any risk of loss of life, it's, you know, it's, we're going to be able to get through this, maybe you don't want to take it, because maybe it's going to make it worse. How come you just can't tell the American people the truth? And that is the truth, folks. The truth is this: the vaccine can help you. The truth is, the vaccine in a tremendous amount of people seems to be helpful in either fighting the disease off so you don't get it, or if you do get it, making it very, very mild. But the truth is also that in a percentage of individuals, and it's not an insignificant percentage, major side effects are occurring. In some cases, very, very bad ones, very serious ones. And so you have to decide for yourself. You cannot put your trust in the government. You cannot put your trust in someone who's just going to say, well, that's the way life is. Yeah, okay, you took it and you died. Well, that's one, but millions haven't. Okay, well, but you were the one. And you're all that counts to you, I would imagine, or your loved one. So before we go crazy and say we're going to mandate everybody to take it, what do you mean? You're going to mandate people who already had COVID and recovered to take it? Why? Are you going to mandate people whose doctors say, well, I don't think it's in their best interest to take it? Why? Why is this important? If it works, I can't give it to you if I'm not vaccinated. If it doesn't work, why did you take it? It's got to be one or the other, folks. It's got to be one or the other. And if they really want the American people to take this vaccine, which I'm not against, I'm not taking it, not right now, but I said I'm leaving my options open, I might. We'll see what happens. But right now, I don't feel it's 100% safe. And until I do, my choice is I'll limit where I go. I'll be cautious where I go. And that's it. As far as the mask situation is concerned, if you still got to wear a mask after you're vaccinated, I think you need to ask yourself why you took the risk. Did your life change? Are you better now? Or are you still walking around with a mask and having social distance? So what did you gain that I didn't? Well, I might not get it now. Well, I might not either. And if I do, I'm relatively young and healthy. I'll probably survive it. Anytime any medicine tries to block you from learning about the side effects of it, I think you need to be cautious, folks. That's all I'm telling you. You need to be cautious. Up front is always the best way. And right now, they're not being up front. So let's get on to the infection, because it's not what you think it is. No, it's not. It's not the dreaded COVID-19. The real infection in this country, folks, is coming from the left. And it's their socialist, Marxist, communist manifesto. What do I mean by that? Well, you see, in America, we always had this two-party system. And this, well, you know, there's more than two parties, but really, realistically, it was two parties. And the idea was, okay, the Democrats won. I don't like the Democrats, and I think they're ruining the country. But what the hell? I'm going to go and pop a beer and watch a football game. I'm going to go to a concert and cheer for my favorite band. I'm going to go watch a movie about a superhero and escape from reality. You always had that. The left, because they are Marxists, and many of them communists, are saying, no escape for you. We must infect everything in your life with this until you say, enough, enough, I'll do what you want me to do. There can be no escape. There can be no place for you to run to get away from it all. That's why you are seeing your sports infected with political correctness and wokeness. That's why you are seeing your movies designed to send you messages about political correctness and wokeness. That's why even commercials on television are going into politically correct and woke form. That's why. They don't want you to have any escape. They want to wear you down. This is a brainwashing technique. You know, I heard a lot of people say, oh, you know, in Guantanamo Bay there, they were in Gitmo, they were blasting heavy metal music loud so you couldn't sleep. And somebody like me, I say, well, what do you mean? I'm a heavy metal musician. I'll sleep through it. Yeah, but that's not what they mean. See, what they mean is there's no escape. It's in your head constantly. They do it 24 hours a day for weeks until anything. It doesn't matter what the noise is. It just becomes so annoying that it mentally starts to break you down, and it mentally starts to depress you and make you paranoid and fearful, and you'll do anything to just make it stop because you can't take it anymore. That's what they're doing right now. You turn on your television and say, let me just get away from it. Let me watch a movie. Let me watch He-Man, the new He-Man. Have you seen the new He-Man? Yeah, well, what Kevin Smith basically did was say, F He-Man. It's all going to be about FEMA. And on top of that, she's going to obviously be a lesbian with a interracial girlfriend. And she's going to be wonderful, and all the women are going to be wonderful and brave and heroic and marvelous, and all the men are going to be evil or cowards or liars or worse. They did the same thing with Birds of Prey. If you watch the Harley Quinn movie, Birds of Prey, same thing. Everyone in Harley Quinn's life that was a man was an evil, monstrous, torturous, misogynistic son of a bitch. Even the one man she trusted, which was a little Oriental guy who owned a restaurant, who was the one person that she said was always there for her, turned her in. Message, men are evil. Men are horrible. Women are wonderful and virtuous and remarkable. We get it. It's being drummed into our heads. Every movie you make. There was a movie not long ago where people actually were hunting. It was almost like the Most Dangerous Game, where these people hunt humans. But all the humans they were hunting were like Trump supporters. Now, I had a person argue with me and say, well, but come on, the Trump supporters technically were the good guys in the movie because those were the guys you rooted for to get away. You know, well, did you root for them to get away? Maybe if you're a Trump supporter, you did. But maybe if you're not, you were like, oh, good for them. They're getting what they deserve, those sons of bitches. See, there's a message there. We can't get away from it. We try to watch the Olympics. We can't watch the Olympics because the Olympics is filled with nothing but you will swallow this woke culture or we won't give you your sports back. We won't give you your movies back. We won't give you your concerts back. We won't give you your plays back. We won't give you anything back, not even your school, nothing. Every single aspect of your life, even the products you buy. Oh, you can't buy Coca-Cola anymore because they're basically saying white people suck. If you disagree with that, then, you know, why are you buying Coca-Cola? Don't buy Goya. Goya said Donald Trump was great. Don't buy Goya anymore of your life. They have infected, and they're doing it on purpose. They are the heavy metal music playing in Guantanamo 24 hours a day to break you down to the point where you say, enough, I'll do whatever you want, just make it stop. That's the real infection here, folks. I know people who say, I can't talk to my family anymore. Because they will not understand why I ever voted for Donald Trump, who's the worst president in history. And when you ask them, well, what makes him the worst president in history? What did he do? Oh, you don't know? No, I don't. Tell me. He's a terrible man. No. Tell me exactly. What did he do? Why is he the worst? Oh, well, if you don't know, that's the problem. No, the problem is he didn't do anything. You were brainwashed. You thought he did. And because the news told you he did, they told you he was evil, and they kept hammering into your heads 24 hours a day, Orange Man bad, Orange Man bad, Orange Man bad. And finally, just because you had a weak mind, you said, Orange Man is bad. I don't know why. It doesn't matter. Because he's a racist. Well, what makes him a racist? Because he hates black people. Well, how do you show me some evidence he hates black people? Tom Arnold said he used the N-word. Yeah, he also said he had a tape of it. Did he actually ever produce it, or was he just lying? Oh, why would he lie? Oh, I don't know, because he hates Donald Trump. Oh, see, you're a denier. No, you're a denier. I've asked you for proof. You can't give me any. So now you're just saying you have to take my word for it, because I heard it on CNN. You know what else I heard on CNN? Hunter Biden's laptop was a Russian plant. Was it? No. The virus never came out of a Wuhan lab. If you think that, you're a conspiracy theorist. Is that true? No. Nicholas Sandman assaulted a poor old Indian man who was just trying to play some music in the street, and he's a little bastard who should be punched in the face. Was that true? No. You purposely edited the tape. It was the Indian guy who was harassing him. All you've done is lie to the American people, but you keep right on doing it, and you keep doubling down. And that is part of the infection. You can't watch the news because the news isn't the news. The news is propaganda. And even when you turn over to the other networks like Fox, it's just reverse propaganda. No one is telling you the truth. And that's all the American people need to hear is the actual truth. Now, you're going to sit here and tell me Joe Biden is so wonderful. He's going to be the great, melting pot president. He's going to bring everybody together. Bring everybody together. He's divided this country to the point, and he's openly saying it. He's openly saying it. We don't need Republicans to vote for this, and we don't need the Trump supporters. They're all insurrectionists, which we'll get to in a minute. He's doing just the opposite. He's trying to divide the country, intentionally trying to divide the country. And meanwhile, when you try to escape it and say, let me just listen to my favorite band. Let me just go listen to the band that for 10 years I grew up listening to. I love every album they make. Oh, the new album is called If You're a Trump Supporter, You're a Piece of Shit. Well, gee, I gave them a lot of my money and I really like them. And apparently they think I'm a piece of shit. I guess I can't listen to them anymore. Oh, well, that's okay. I'll turn on the football game. Oh, they're kneeling now for the national anthem. Well, I guess I can't watch football. Let me turn on a superhero movie. Oh! All of a sudden, Captain America hates the United States of America? When did this happen? Please. You don't see this coming right before your very eyes? They've infected every single element of anything that you would consider escape because they want to beat you down into submission where you say, I cannot take this any longer. Well, let me call my friend because, you know, me and my friend share everything. I was there when her parents died, and she was there when I went through my problem. And she said, you voted for Trump? I don't think we can be friends anymore because you must hate black people and you must hate minorities and children and women and animals and dogs and Jesus, forget it. Just grow up already. Do not accept this. If your television shows are trying to force this woke culture on you, turn them the hell off. Go buy some DVDs of old TV shows then. If your favorite band has decided I'm going to wear a Trump sucks ass t-shirt, screw them. They don't care about you. Otherwise, they'd say, well, I don't want to do that because some of my audience may be Trump supporters and, you know, it has no bearing on me if they like my music. Oh, no, they don't want you there. They don't want your filthy, dirty money. They just want the record company's money, and they're all Trump supporters, believe me. They may not say they are, but they are. Because they're hypocrites and they're losers, but they have to fit in. Secretly, if you want to talk to some of these bands and some of these actors, they'd probably say, yeah, you're right, but I can't say that because I'll be blacklisted and I'll never sell another album or get another movie role as long as I live. I know how that game works. So they all play along with it. Who can be more woke? Who can hate Trump the worst? And we'll be the king. Even your cartoons, folks. Even your cartoons. If you grew up watching He-Man, you kind of understand now that the deal is, well, you can't have a He-Man. You can't have a brave man who saves everyone and, oh, no, and calls himself He-Man. That's just too much machismo. That's just too much male machismo dripping off the wall. Forget that. He's got to be a coward. He's got to be a loser. He's got to be saved by a woman. Oh, and by the way, she has to be a lesbian woman. And oh, by the way, she has to be a lesbian woman whose partner is interracial. Because you're stumbling all over yourselves to be so politically correct. And you just ruin it, because that's not the character. I told people, I grew up with posters of Daryl Strawberry on my wall and Dwight Gooden. I didn't care they were black. Their skin color had nothing to do with it. They were my heroes. Keith Hernandez was one of my heroes. He's Mexican. I grew up watching Fridays and all that kind of stuff and loved it and laughed and joked and you know, about them and own them on DVD. But now you're trying to say, well, that's really misappropriating their culture. It's not for you. You shouldn't be that way. It's not for you. How dare you misappropriate their culture? They try to come out with something for themselves, and naturally, the white man has to take it over and say, well, it must be for me, too. Are you kidding? No, you're the same people who say it's okay for a man to go in a woman's bathhouse because it must be for him, too. You don't even know what the hell you're talking about. And you're not even pretending to know what you're talking about anymore. What you're actually doing now is just indoctrination. And if it's not in our schools with CRT, then it's on our television screens, it's on our movie screens, it's in our concert halls and sporting events and any other form of entertainment that we attempt to use to get away. Because that's the way Marxists work. No escape. Every aspect of your life will be living hell. You will live this political ideology forever until you say, enough. I submit. I'm not submitting. I know what you're up to. And hopefully now you know what they're up to, too. Now, before I get on to the insurrection, let me just talk a little bit about the Simone Biles thing, because I know a lot of people have written to me about it and asked me my opinion. Here's my opinion. Should someone who feels they are going through a traumatic mental problem be forced to compete if they really feel they can't and that they're going to hurt the team? Well, the easy answer to that is no. Of course not. Of course not. However, folks, let's be brutally honest. When you are a gifted and special professional athlete, you are not afforded that opportunity. Okay? You make your choices. I've played concerts where, let me give you an example. Let me just give you an example, a very private example that I've never told anyone. This first time I'm telling it to the world. I did a little professional wrestling in my past. 15 minutes before my match, I have a family member come to where I'm wrestling and say, your mother was rushed to the hospital. She had a heart attack. She's alive, but she had a massive heart attack. And I said, okay, well, I have to go. But there are people here who came to see us. And I know that the first 15 or 20 minutes I get there, they're not going to let me see her anyway. They're going to stabilize her and everything. So I said, can we do the match now? Was I in any mood to do that match? No. Was I in any mind space to do that match? No. But it was my job to do it. Maybe something bad happens before I get on this radio show and I go, I'm not doing it. But that's a minor example. How about if your star pitcher on your baseball team on the seventh game of the World Series, and you have your ace on the mound in the only game that matters, comes out of the dugout, pitches to the first batter and says, I'm not into it. Go to the bullpen. Is that going to be acceptable? Is that going to be acceptable? The answer is no, because you're held to a different standard. When you are representing this country in the Olympic Games at the top of your profession, you have to suck it up. I don't care if she doesn't even place. I don't care if she comes in dead last. I would have more respect for her if she said, look, I was going through a very tough time mentally, and I did terrible. And I admit I did terrible. But I stuck it out. I tried. Bravery. Quitting is not bravery. So for the people who are saying she's a hero, she's not a hero. Now, if you want to say, well, she has this mental instability and she realized she wasn't going to be able to do it and she didn't want to hurt the team, well, that's not an excuse. You have to suck it up or you don't be a professional athlete. A professional athlete, a professional entertainer, there's many, many different forms. How about if a fireman says, my back hurts and I don't feel good today. I don't necessarily want to climb this ladder and save that woman. Can't do it today. I got stiff joints. I stayed up late. I'm sorry. Would you like that? At some point, you have to understand that the best of us, the best athletes, are able to zone it out and say, when I am competing, there's nothing else. It's just this. Then the moment I'm not competing anymore, it's back to my normal life. But this is the way it has to be. I just told you about one of my favorite baseball players growing up, Keith Hernandez. Well, guess what? Keith Hernandez had to go testify in some court hearing about the Cincinnati Reds snorting cocaine. Testimony that could potentially, I guess, have put him in jail. Gets back during the seventh inning of a game, comes up as a pinch hitter in a key situation, hits a double down the line. He didn't say, well, I'm in no mood to go out there. You can't put me out there. You see what I've been through today? I can't go out there and focus. What do you expect of me? I expect you're a professional athlete. And if you're a professional athlete, the minute you put those uniforms on, you say, all else is gone in my head. Now it's about competing. That's what a professional athlete is. That's what a professional entertainer is. If you've ever went to a concert, I'm sure that there were times when that band or that person, whoever you went to see, was not in the mood. And you wouldn't even know it. Maybe they had a fight with their girlfriend. Maybe someone they loved recently passed away. Maybe they're going through a tough time with alcoholism or whatever. It doesn't matter. They were able to put it away and say, I got to do what I do. That is professionalism. That is bravery. Walking away is not bravery. So if you're going to sit there and tell me that she is a hero for doing what she did, I don't buy it. Period. And if that's the standard you want to hold people to, then I don't want to hear any complaining when the star quarterback in the Super Bowl says, yeah, my girlfriend broke up with me last night. I'm not doing this. Go to the second string guy. Oh, we're going to lose by 10 touchdowns. What do you want from me? I'm human. I don't feel it. Is that what you want? Unreal. What a disappointment. Anyway, on to the insurrection, because, folks, January 6th was the worst thing in the history of the United States of America. It was worse than 9/11, where thousands of people died. How many people died at the Capitol again? Oh, one, and it was an unarmed woman shot by a security guard for no good reason? Oh, this is worse than the Civil War. It's worse than anything. I listen to Capitol police officers, and I respect all law enforcement, and I'm always on the side of law enforcement, but I'm not going to be a sucker. And when a law enforcement agent says, before he even starts his testimony, I want to have a moment of silence for my fallen comrade officer who was killed, who died thanks to the wounds he received. That's a lie. That man died of a stroke. That has all been debunked. Nobody hit him. Nobody pushed him. Nobody assaulted him. He died of a stroke. You lied to the American people, and you did it because of your political ideology. 5 minutes later, you said, and I was called the N-word 6 or 7 times. I highly doubt it. And you know why I highly doubt it? Because hidden in those insurrectionists was a little CNN clone who had been to all the Black Lives Matter rallies and said such things as, if we have to drag Donald Trump out of the White House physically, we need to do it. And he had his camera. And we have him on video saying, this is going to be the biggest thing ever. I'm getting this all on film. I told you, he's saying to his girlfriend, I told you this was going to happen. He's black. I didn't hear anybody calling him the N-word. And I bet you that if somebody had been chanting the N-word at somebody, he'd have got that on film. Do you know how much video is there? Do you know how much security video is in the halls of the Capitol building? Show me the video. Show me the video of people yelling the N-word at this guy. And if you have it, why didn't you show it? You would have. So I don't believe you. What I believe is you want everyone to think that white supremacists attacked the White House because that's what you want the narrative to be, that white supremacy is the number one problem in this world. It's not. It's not the number two. It's not the number three. It's not the number 550th. You're lying. You're also lying about it being an insurrection. An insurrection is when you forcibly attempt to take over the government. No one said they were taking over the Capitol, and no one that I know of had any weapons. They were attempting to assassinate Nancy Pelosi. Prove it. Prove that. I didn't hear anybody going after. I saw a video of people standing behind red ropes with a police officer saying, you guys can stay here, and you can make your voices heard, but no violence and no vandalism. And the guy yelling at the crowd, you heard that, right? No violence and vandalism, folks. Just make your voices heard. That's what the guy said to his crowd of people. I also saw the doors wide open with no police officers attempting in any way to stop people or saying, if you go in here, you're in direct violation of the law. I saw blue-haired old ladies walking in saying, oh, what a nice building. Look, I guess they're letting people in. That's your insurrection. Yeah, there were a few bad actors. But let me explain something to you. You can't have it both ways. You're saying that when Donald Trump said, go now to the Capitol, make your voices heard, but do it peacefully. And when you're done, go home in peace. That's what he said. I have the transcript. You're saying that was code word for attack, attack, insurrection. Well, if that's the case, then let me ask you a question. If that was a spur-of-the-moment thing that Donald Trump incited, how come bombs were found the day before? The day before Donald Trump ever gave that speech, you found bombs, and guess where you found them? At the DNC and the RNC. Well, that's very interesting, isn't it? Because the RNC would be Donald Trump's home base. Why were bombs there? Who planted those? Can you prove it's Trump supporters? Or could you prove it was people that maybe just wanted to make Trump supporters look bad? Can you prove the first people into that Capitol building who was breaking down the doors were actual Trump supporters and not something else? See, because it's easy to get a mob to follow you. In other words, if I'm the biggest Biden supporter on the planet and I say we're breaking into the hotel he's at, and I five or six other Biden supporters are saying, yeah, that's what we're going to do, I could probably find a whole bunch of idiots to break in with me and say, well, they're doing it. Let's go. Let's help them. But I'm the one who started it, and I did it to make the guys behind me look bad. I want to know what the FBI's involvement was in this. I want to know why Nancy Pelosi, when she was told that this was going to happen, when you knew bombs were found the day before, you turned down the National Guard. You turned down extra help. Why? Does that sound like a rational thing to do? If the police said to you, we found bombs outside your house, and they didn't go off, luckily, we found them in time, but there's going to be like 10,000 people, 100,000 people outside your house tomorrow. Do you want some extra security? Are you going to say yes, or are you going to say, nah, nothing to worry about? Everything's good. We don't need security. That doesn't pass the laugh test. Oh, she had the security up quick enough the next day, though, didn't she? And the walls built and everything. How come? Huh? How come? How come that wasn't done before the rally then? If you knew bombs were found and you knew there was supposedly a plot to overthrow the government, how come you didn't have those walls in the National Guard up then? I'll tell you why. Because you wanted it to happen. You knew it was going to happen. And you knew it wasn't going to be that bad. You knew it wasn't going to be that bad because you had some people on the inside in the midst of them. That's why. This will come out one day. And instead of people saying Marcus Cain's a crazy conspiracy theorist, they'll say, man, that dude was on it, man. Just like I was on the Wuhan. Remember in one of my first shows, long before anybody brought it up, I told you Dr. Fauci was doing gain-of-function research in a lab in North Carolina. Barack Obama stopped his funding, and he took the money, which was taxpayers' money, and shifted it to a third party who then shifted it to the Wuhan lab to continue gain-of-function research, which is illegal. I told you that long before the news broke it. And I was crazy. I didn't know what I was talking about. Well, now I do. I'm telling you that the FBI infiltrated or started a group of insurrectionists, I don't know which, and either led the charge or helped to lead the charge into that place. Once the doors were open, other people came in, not looking to overthrow the government, but saying, I guess they're letting us in. There's no police stopping us. Why else would there be blue-haired old ladies in there? Are you going to tell me that grandma from Hoboken, New Jersey, at 81 years old, is stumbling in there saying, overthrow the government? Why was she in there then? Because she just wandered in. Why should she just wander in? Because the doors were wide open and no one was stopping them. No one. All the police had to say is videotapes are running. If you enter this building, you are doing so illegally and you will be charged. And then if they overthrew them and knocked them to the ground and stole their weapons, how come if so many police officers beat up, nobody's weapons were stolen? How come if they're insurrectionists who planned it and they were so good they had bombs planted, how come none of them had guns? Do you understand that there was a whole bunch of legal carry people in that rally? People who have license to legally carry usually have their firearms on them. How come they didn't? How come nothing was shot except for one poor woman who did nothing? How come if their plot was to kill and overthrow the government, how come they didn't pull their guns the minute they got in there? Because it didn't have any. How come no one was shot who tried to stop them, like the Capitol Police? Because they weren't about trying to insurrect anything. They were mad, and they wanted their voices to be heard. It's not an insurrection, folks. Now, if you want to shift over to Portland, where they literally took over an entire city block, including federal buildings, and told all police officers, if you come within our boundaries without our permission, we will shoot you on sight. And they did, by the way, because when one of their own was shot in their autonomous zone and the police tried to get in to help them, they were told no. And that guy died. No one shall pass. We now have the police precinct. They took over the police precinct. It's a federal building, I would imagine. That's insurrection. You have literally taken an entire city block and set up your own government and said, we are the rulers of the city block. That's an insurrection. But those people are peaceful. According to CNN, if the riots for Black Lives Matter were mostly peaceful and the George Floyd riots were mostly peaceful, then what happened in the Capitol was really, 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 really mostly peaceful because nothing was set on fire. No officers were killed. Only one woman was killed, and they were killed by an officer. 12, 14 people were killed in the George Floyd riots. Thousands of officers were injured, thousands. Hundreds of millions of dollars in property damage. Houses being burnt down, buildings being burnt down, places being looted, places being smashed with cement blocks, cars being set on fire, windows being smashed out, hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage. Dozens and dozens of people injured and thousands of killed and thousands of police officers injured. Not an insurrection, a summer of love. A half a dozen people stumble into the Capitol building, and it's an insurrection. The reason they want you to think it's an insurrection is because it plays into their hands of, we want to make sure that all Trump supporters are labeled enemies of the state. That way, Donald Trump will not be allowed to run for president anymore, and anybody who votes for him will be under our scrutiny and will say, why are you trying to overthrow the government? And grandma can say, I'm not trying to overthrow the government. I just put up a Trump 2024 sign because I like Donald Trump. No, man. You're an enemy of the state then. We have to take you down to the precinct for questioning. When you have your political rivals turned into criminals, that is communism. That's what communist governments do. That's what they're attempting to do here with these January 6th hearings. And as far as the two Republicans are on it, they hate Donald Trump beyond any means. How would you like it? How would you like it if I said, okay, well, you were accused of a crime, and I'm going to pack the jury with everyone who hates you. And when a couple of people who say, well, no, I like him, want to also be on the jury, I say, oh, no. Oh, no. The only people who are going to decide whether you're guilty or innocent are people who hate you and have always hated you. You think that's fair? Is that American? Is that how our justice system works? That's what Nancy Pelosi did. The Republicans have a right to put whoever they want on that committee. And she said, no, I'm rejecting you. I'm only going to allow the two people I know for sure hate Donald Trump. So they'll say what I want them to say, because I don't want Jim Jordan to get up and ask me the question, Miss Pelosi, why did you not ask for the National Guard or extra security? You knew what was happening. They can't come unless you say yes and you said no. Why'd you say no? Where are all these tapes that you won't release? If there was so much violence happening and the cops were actually trying to stop people from coming in, release the tapes. Let's see them. How come you won't? That's the questions that were going to be asked. She didn't want to answer those questions, so she said, no, I'm not going to allow you. I'm not going to allow you. I get to say who the jury is, and the jury is only people who hate you. And then when we rule, that decision is final, and it was done in an equitable and fair and democratic way. That is bullshit. And I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. If they stack the jury with people who have always hated you your whole life and is going to do nothing but talk badly about you, you're going to cry, this is unfair, because it's Trump. Oh, good. They got all his enemies on there. We got him now. How sick is that? Now I want you to ask a question. What's the mentality of a person who would do that? Do you trust a person who would do that? Is that a person you want representing you in your country? What happens if one day they decide they don't like you? That's what you have to ask yourself. You can't have this in America. You cannot have this. And we are clearly now down that path, aren't we? We are down the path where they can rig juries. They did it in the George Floyd trial. You don't believe me? There was a guy who got onto that jury in the George Floyd trial who was, months before he was chosen as a juror, was wearing George Floyd t-shirts. Talking on his Instagram account about how cops are horrible, evil people. He still made the jury, didn't he? How come? How come when Maxine Waters says, if that jury does not come back with the exact verdict we want, you haven't seen how confrontational we're going to be? That's not a threat. That's not a threat to cause violence. That's not inciting violence. But Trump saying go peacefully is. You see, they're so brazen now, folks, they don't even hide it. They just say, no, you do not see what you think you see. You see what we tell you. This is the emperor has no clothes. Remember that story where the emperor thought he had a fine suit of clothes, which was invisible, and he just walking around naked? And everyone was too afraid to tell the emperor, there, you don't have any clothes. No, sir, the most finest. Oh, that's the finest outfit. Yes, sir. My lord, what a wonderful outfit. Until one little kid says the emperor has no clothes. Well, this is where we're at in this country, folks. The emperor has no clothes. They're rigging juries. They're rigging elections. They have infected every form of getaway from their constant barrage of wokeness that they can think of so that they will beat you into submission. They are now going to force medications into your arm that is not federally approved if you want to get back to any semblance of your life. And every time they want to lock you away for their own purposes, they will cry there's another variant. I listened to a doctor the other day that said, I'm not so sure that the vaccine isn't causing the variant. He said it could be a situation where it's fighting off the virus in these people, but it's causing the virus to mutate. And then that virus that mutates, they spread to the other people, and that becomes a different form of this virus. He said that when he was asked if that's possible, he said it's very possible. It's not guaranteed, but it's possible. So does that mean then that the vaccine caused the variant? I didn't hear about the variant until the vaccine became rampant, right? Is it possible? Of course it's possible. Remember, we were told 12 days to slow the spread, 14 days. 14 days to slow the spread, huh? Then we were told, don't worry, you don't need a mask. Oh, you do need a mask. Actually, you need two masks. And you need to social distance. And you need to close your businesses down, except if we decide your business is worthy to stay open. Or you're expendable, like poor Walmart and Target workers. Who cares if they die, right? You can go to work. Mom and pop, you can't open up your store. Then we were told, well, if you get the vaccine, your life's going to go back to normal. No mask for you. No social distancing for you. Life is normal. You get the jab? We lied. Keep the mask on and keep social distancing, idiot. Just keep doing what we say. And don't question what we say. How dare you question what we say? We are your leaders. We tell you what to do. You don't tell us what to do. You don't tell us the emperor has no clothes. If we say we have clothes, you smile and say what a wonderful outfit you have on today. That's what they're asking you to do, folks. Nancy Pelosi has rigged these hearings with nothing but Democrat sycophants and rhino Republicans who hate Donald Trump with a passion for showing them up. And then you expect a fair decision. The mandated vaccines, I told you they were coming. I told you all of this voluntary crapola, and we'll never get to that point. Joe Biden himself said, I see no way that there'll ever be a forced vaccination, mandatory vaccinations. I'm not for that. Huh? Well, you changed your mind awful quick, didn't you? Just like you did about fracking. Just like you did about we're going to do this and that and the other thing. Oh, we're not for open borders. You're not. Now, while they're telling you, by the way, that your vaccines are mandatory, and if you don't take them, then you are a selfish bastard. They're letting immigrants into this country by the tens of thousands who are not vaccinated. And by the way, they're not making them take it as a prerequisite to getting in this country. How do I know? Because they're being housed at a hotel where the COVID virus is so rampant. And guess what? About 80% of the people in that hotel are illegal immigrants. Oh, but they don't care. No, you can't force those people to take a vaccine. That's inhuman. You can't tell them to get in this country. You must do it. But they can tell you. You, they can tell. You're not wise to this game, huh? I think a lot of my listeners are wise to this game, but if you're new to this, you need to wise up. You need to be that little kid who says the emperor has no clothes. You need to scream it loud. And they're going to try to shut you down, and they're going to try to silence you, and they're going to try to intimidate you. And they're going to say no sports for you, no movies for you, no concerts for you, no television shows for you. Take away every single thing. Beat him down until his brain can't take it anymore, and he just complies to our wishes. It's like a psyops operation. It's not going to work. You know why it's not going to work? Because the American people are starting to see through it now. Democrat and Republican, there are people like, I'm not going back to the masks. They can kiss my ass. And there's going to be sheep who says, oh, my God. Now, I understand there are some want to wear the mask or whatever. I get it. You have pre-existing conditions. But you better come to a harsh reality that the emperor has no clothes, folks. And it's time to stop pretending he does.